91X News.
It's 24 and partly cloudy at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Matthew Murray. Our top story, one is dead and two have been sent to hospital after a single vehicle crash early this morning on Highway 401 at Newtonville Road. Police say the car dropped nearly 12 meters into a ravine before coming to a rest in a ditch just after 8 this morning. Police were forced to close both the west and eastbound lanes at one point to allow an air ambulance to land. OPP Sergeant Kerry Schmidt updated the public earlier this morning in a video on Twitter.
So we're just getting off exit 456 on Wesleyville Road. The exit's still pretty backed up. There's a lot of traffic trying to reroute. We're trying to reroute and go around to Deer Park Road because it's still a little bit backed up on the 401. It's not nearly as slow. But we're going to try to see if there's anything there. The accident was seemingly all cleared up. There was a couple signs telling traffic to slow down and to get into the right lane, but when we approached it, everything was already cleaned up. So from what I'm seeing right now, it's pretty much a slow traffic. Isaiah Mawani, QNET News, Belleville.
Perfect. Awesome.
I thought I was like...
And that was QNET's Isaiah Mawani, who was near the scene of the crash earlier this morning. Today marks the first day of fall, with it being the hottest summer on record this year. The drought conditions seen since April won't be going away anytime soon. QNET's Justin Medvey has the story.
Geese, gulls, and ducks aren't the only ones struggling with a lack of water in the Quinte region. QNET News spoke with Quinte Conservation's Jennifer May Anderson about some of the impact this summer's low water levels have had.
We have social impact when people are struggling to get the water that they need to have for their daily lives. We also have to think about the economic impact. Of course, farmers are affected by the drought. Other small businesses are affected. Think about people who run nurseries or people with car washes or people who have businesses mowing lawns and that kind of thing. The grass wasn't growing for a significant part of the summer, so they were mostly not working. When you have low water conditions, it affects a great number of people all across the watershed for a sustained period of time.
Anderson says there's not a lot they can do for wildlife without the rainfall that we desperately need, but Quinte Conservation is still urging citizens to cut their water use by 50%. Justin Medvey, QNET News, Belleville.
And an Angus Reid survey has found that Premier Kathleen Wynne is the least popular premier in Canada. According to the survey, Wynne's approval rating has fallen 4% since the spring to just 20% among Ontarians surveyed earlier this month, part of a steady decline from 41% in June of 2014. The pollster says Wynne's biggest problem is rising hydro rates, despite announcing an 8% rebate that's equal to the portion Ontario charges in HST on bills. And Chinese Premier Li Keqiang arrived on Parliament Hill this morning. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he looks forward to continuing discussions on challenging issues as Li arrived to a 19-gun salute. Trudeau has acknowledged that his government is engaged in a high-level security dialogue with the Chinese that includes the establishment of a controversial extradition treaty. And residents in Charlotte, North Carolina are bracing for more protests over the killing of a black man by police. Reporter Jim Ryan says details of the incident remain the subject of debate.
The police say Keith Lamont Scott was armed when he stepped out of a vehicle outside an apartment complex. His family says he was holding a book. And while Lamont Scott and the officer who shot him were both black, protester Ben Miller says,
if he shot somebody who didn't have a gun, it doesn't matter what color you are. If he was guilty of the crime, he should be charged.
Police say they have dash cam video of the encounter between Scott and Officer Brentley Vincent. There's no word on when that video might be released. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Charlotte.
And the truce in Syria is less than 10 days old, and Syrian President Bashar Assad says the U.S. is to blame for its collapse. He says the U.S. carried out intentional airstrikes on Syrian troops in the eastern part of the country that lasted for almost an hour. Assad adds that the U.S. is making false accusations when it says that Syrian and Russian planes have been striking aid convoys and holding up food supplies traveling to rebel-held cities.
Whatever the American officials said about the conflicts in Syria in general has no credibility. Whatever they say, it just lies.
Both Syrian and Russian officials have come under fire after an attack on an aid convoy in Syria Monday night killed around 20 people. That's QNET News on 91X. Sports is next after this.
My first time at college away from home. I thought this would be easier, but I don't even know what I'm gonna eat. Everything is so far away. How did Mom ever pull this off?
Mark's No Frills is easy and affordable. Loyola students, take advantage of Belleville Transit's Route 9 bus that takes you directly to Bell Boulevard and Mark's No Frills. There you'll find everything you need to fill the shelves and fridge in your dorm room or apartment.
Great, I can stock up on the necessities, like pizza.
Yes, Mark's No Frills has that too. Bell Boulevard, just east of Sydney, and our prices won't be beat.
And now for QNET Sports. The Loyalist women's soccer team played a close game last night against the Fleming Knights. Angus Argyle has the story.
The Lady Lancers lost 2-1 to Fleming. Coach Steve Whitehead says the team just missed opportunities.
We played very well. We didn't deserve to lose. Anybody that was here that witnessed the game probably saw us dominate the game, the majority of the game. It's just they got a couple of goals. They took advantage of their chances, and we didn't.
Whitehead says scoring their first goal is a step in the right direction.
We're really pleased with that goal. We practiced that last night.
The Lancers are hoping that's the first of many goals this season. Their next game is tomorrow against the Algonquin Thunder. Angus Argyle, QNET News, Belleville.
And in other Loyalist action, both the men's and women's rugby teams play later today in Ottawa as they take on the Algonquin Thunder. In junior hockey, the Golden Hawks stayed undefeated with a dominant performance over the Toronto Patriots 5-1 last night. And the Wellington Dukes are in Newmarket today as they face the Hurricanes. And Team Canada clinched top spot in Group A of the World Cup of Hockey last night with a 4-1 win over Team Europe. Goaltender Corey Crawford faced only 20 shots from the mixed squad, while Team Europe goalie faced a dominant 46 shots from Canada. Jonathan Toews scored his second and third goals, while team captain Sidney Crosby netted his second of the tournament as Canada cemented its place in the semifinals. And an exciting finish yesterday for the match between Team North America and Sweden as Avalanche prospect Nathan MacKinnon scored a beauty of a goal with less than a minute left in overtime to beat the Swedes 4-3. North America led for most of the game until a goal by Sweden's Patrick Berglund tied things up 3-3 in the third. Team North America's not out of the woods just yet, though. A win by Russia over Finland tonight would knock out the young squad. You can catch the Finland-Russia game this afternoon while the U.S. and the Czechs play one final consolation match tonight. A sacrifice fly by Mariners' Robinson Cano in the bottom of the 12th pushed Seattle over the Jays in the final game of the series last night. Jose Bautista hit his 19th homer of the season to tie the game in the top of the 9th at 1-1, and an error in the 12th by Josh Donaldson put runners in scoring position for the game's final run. Jays come out of Seattle with one game lead over the Orioles for the top wildcard spot, but have now dropped to 5 games back behind the Boston Red Sox for first in the American League East. And football action tonight as the New England Patriots take on the Houston Texans. The Patriots are without star quarterback Tom Brady due to a 4-game suspension and lost quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo to a shoulder injury. Rookie quarterback Jacoby Brissett is expected to take the field in his first NFL start. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, sunny for the rest of the afternoon with clouds moving in later in the day. Winds gusting up to 40 kilometers an hour this afternoon and a high of 25. Tonight will be mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers overnight with those high winds keeping up until this evening and a low of 13. And tomorrow's looking mainly cloudy with another chance of showers in the morning and a high of 19. At 12:09, it's 24 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Matthew Murray, News on 91X, next at